long before the Superdome, where the Saints of football play, lived a city that the damned call home. Hear their hellish roundelay.
New Orleans, home of pirates, drunks, and whores. New Orleans, tacky, overpriced souvenir stores. If you want to go to hell, you should take the
trip. Hey, Jim.
To the bottom of Gomorrah on the Mississippi.
From
New Orleans,
the heart of Jim.
My
gym partner's a monkey.
Didn't that was a terrible this? Cartoon.
Did you try this last week?
I don't know. I don't remember what happened 5 minutes ago. I'm pretty sure we were talking about corpses.
Find out more on the pre-show.
Yeah. If you want to know what nasty November's all about, you got to listen to the pre-show. This is nostalgic November.
That's right.
Podzilla 1985. This is Podzilla After Dark. You know what you're in for. You know what it's about. Put the kids to bed. Snuggle up with a loved one. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. And as I introduce the cast, I'm going to do it sexily. Down at the end of the table is Jesse Kimball.
Oh, and everything that I'm going to be saying is not going to sound good because I have a little bit of a cold. It's a little nasally.
I also have some kind of a cold. I'm not nasally. I actually have a little nasally anyway, my voice is. No, what I have is I've decorated my bathroom. It's very Christmas-like. It's greens and reds.
Oh.
If you know what I mean. Now let's get sexy again. With us tonight also.
You should really see a doctor
Lindsay
about that.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hot Topic has Voltron socks and they're on clearance and I want them.
Here's a Hot Topic. The impeachment trial.
It is hot.
Actually, it's not a trial. I don't know why I keep saying trial. But we're not going to talk about it. I'm not. I'm not going to do that to myself. I'm not going to stress myself out. Because it's a lot of stuff that you already know about. All you need to know is that the Republicans are saying this is boring and it's terrible and no one should pay attention. Why are they saying that, Jesse? It's because they don't want you to pay attention to what's being said.
I really wish that I had the comparison that I had seen earlier today because it was pretty fantastic. Where it was just like the impeachment hearings as they've gone so far. The Democrats are like, all right, we got a witness, we got a recording, we got a written statement, we got you with the smoking gun. It's pretty much locked down. And then that's the Democrats. The Republicans are like, yeah, but it's not like the guy died and also who snitched.
Yeah. We don't care what he did. We just want to know who snitched. speaking of that, so we were in this is a great joke. I like this one. We were at Five Below, and they have these ornaments. And no one heard it the first time. I had to say it twice. So Lindsay and Allie would hear me because it was such a good joke. They have ornaments there of Disney characters. By the way, we're going to be talking about Disney Plus here in a little bit, so stay tuned. But they had Stitch ornaments.
Nice.
And Allie got sad because there were no more Stitch ornaments. She said, oh, they don't have any more Stitches here. They must have gotten busy. And I said, yeah. They must have had a lot of snitches come in because snitches get stitches. And like, I had to explain the joke. I thought that was a safe joke. It's a slow burn.
That's good.
That's a good joke.
It's not a bad joke.
If you go to CNN's page, you will see bombshell testimony. President Trump is a complete fucking asshole who should be shot dead. And if you go to Fox News, it's like, lol, what?
Still trying to figure out who snitched.
Y'all stupid. It's boring. This is so boring, you might as well just tell us who snitched now.
Somebody's lying. We just want to know who lied.
No one's going to get hurt. No one's going to get hurt except for, you know, that school shooting that happened today. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
We're not going to talk about that either. Only because not a lot of details out about now, but very, very sad. And goddamn. Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
All right. Thoughts and prayers.
Get them ready.
Get those Facebook profile pictures ready.
See if you can save a couple for Christmas, but if you can spare some thoughts and prayers, pray the evil away. That'll work. Motherfucker of the week this week, by the way. I don't know. I haven't actually thought about it. No, I know who the motherfucker of the week is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
He's so angry, too.
I hope she's listening, too. I hope she's listening. Cassandra Golden.
Oh, I did. This is the Twitter thing?
Yes. You think I was going to let it go? Professional wrestler, Cassandra Golden, who has no idea what Darkwing Duck is.
What?
Yeah, she just posted on Twitter, like, what's a Darkwing Duck?
What?
So, here's the terrible thing about Cassandra Golden. She's the most gorgeous woman you'll ever meet in life. She's incredibly talented as a wrestler. She is the sweetest person in the world, and I hate her. I hate her. Because how do you not know who Darkwing Duck is?
Seriously.
How old is she?
It doesn't matter. I want to say she's in her early 20s. Matter. I'm going to look it up real quick because I actually don't know.
Because if she is in her early 20s, I am almost too young for Darkwing Duck.
Allie knows who Darkwing Duck is, and Allie is basically a fetus.
Yeah, but like, did Allie know who Darkwing Duck was before you showed her?
I'm pretty sure. It's like, I hate that argument. I do, because people are like, oh, I don't know the Beatles. That's before my time.
So?
Motherfucker, everybody knows the Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles is different.
Yeah, they're not as talented as Darkwing Duck.
No, yeah, because the Beatles still get played on the radio. Like, Darkwing Duck hasn't been on TV since the 90s.
Doesn't have to be. It's on Disney Plus now.
It is on Disney Plus now.
I can't see how old Cassandra Golden is. She's old enough to know better. And look, I know there's a lot of wrestling fans that listen to this show, and they're probably going, you can't talk about Cassandra like that. Cassandra is a friend, all right? So we were joking about it. She's clearly not an actual motherfucker. But for now, let me have this. I'm very upset why you would not know who Darkwing Duck is. So Cassandra Golden, congratulations. You're the motherfucker of the week.
And actually, honestly, I am jealous of anybody who doesn't know what Darkwing Duck is because...
They get to experience it for the first time.
There it is. Disney Plus.
Yeah. Speaking of Disney Plus, let's jump into it. Now that Cassandra Golden has been shamed and will probably retire from professional wrestling because she's too embarrassed to show her face ever again. And if she does wrestle somewhere and you don't chant Darkwing Duck at her, are you a wrestling fan? What?
I don't understand why the Joker's a pig.
Looks like a piggy bank.
It's
or maybe it's or is it a plushie?
I don't know, but it's a pig with Joker hair and a coat.
It's weird looking.
So Lindsay Wolfgang is now cell phone correspondent.
I'm sorry, I've been looking for a new purse.
She's just finding that random stuff for us.
I'm looking for a new purse. Here's a picture of a pig dressed as the Joker.
Is that not what you wanted?
Let's say Lindsay's like the living Wikipedia. I started on one thing, but now
and now here I am.
Uh-huh.
Down the rabbit hole. Disney Plus launched this week.
Yay!
It sure did.
And let's start with the thing that everyone's talking about.
Darkwing Duck.
Spoiler alert. Well, yeah. No, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched it yet, skip ahead about, let's say, 10, 15 minutes. Let's say 15 minutes. The Mandalorian.
That's a lot of time. I don't think we'll talk about Mandalorian for that long.
All right. 5 minutes. That's fair. Five minutes. Five to seven minutes. Mandalorian. This is your warning. Okay, spoilers. It was good. It was really good.
We should have said like what we thought about it before we got to told them to fast forward.
We'll say it after.
Fair enough.
It was good, but like I don't think it didn't blow me away. But I didn't expect it to blow me away. I just wanted
it's a good Star Wars show.
And it was a good Star Wars show. Mm-hmm. It was well done. It felt way more like Rogue One than like regular Star Wars, which I'm a fan of because that's my favorite one. The Mandalorian himself is really really cool. Carl Weathers is in it, which is awesome.
Man, I did not know Carl Weathers was in this going into it. I saw Carl Weathers, and I was like, oh!
Empire had him pushing too many pencils, from what I understand. Brian Posehn's in the first episode.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Very briefly.
Very briefly.
That's what I hear.
You've seen it, right?
I have.
Okay. You've worried me, because I don't want to spoil anything.
No, yeah, I've seen it. I saw it on day one. I got it on Tuesday against my better judgment. Because I've been telling people for weeks, don't bother day one.
It's because it won't work correctly.
It's not going to work.
It wasn't that bad.
I didn't have a single problem.
I had a snow day.
Right.
Let's talk about the Mandalorian, and then we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Because we got to get the spoiler stuff done.
IG-11 was in it. He was actually.
I like that droid.
I did too.
Very briefly.
Very briefly. But I'm sure he's coming back.
Oh yeah.
He's a recurring character because Taika Waititi plays him.
Or it might just be another IG droid. But
I guess that's true because they're droids.
There could be more than one.
Or he gets rebuilt with a vengeance.
I was honestly very surprised at how that ended.
Yeah, he shot.
There's
shit
a
out
lot of
him
things that surprised me about the ending.
He blew his face off.
He did.
He shot that robot in the face.
like no, the mission dictates we terminate him. Like, all right.
Bye, robot.
I know. Sorry about you.
It was very violent.
Yes.
More violent than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, the man getting cut in fucking half by the door.
I knew they wouldn't show it, but they showed more than I thought.
Uh-huh. I still went, ouch.
Like 80 people got shot at the end. Mm-hmm. Like it was a straight up shootout. And then the ending, that everyone's talking about, and I've seen a couple people, I swear to God, this infuriates me. The headline, oh shit, Yoda's in it.
No,
Yoda is not in it. It's a species. I forget who said it. It was either Asa or Dalton, but it was like, every time you see a black guy, do you go, oh, Mace Windu's back?
I mean, in the Star Wars universe, you got a 50-50 shot of being right.
Oh. But, the, but the problem is, Finn? Though.
Oh, shit, I forgot Finn.
Finn?
The problem is, though, is Yoda's race has never been named.
I don't know if they still.
Researched in like everything extended universe and everything. Yoda's race does not have a name, and there's only about five other ones of him, and three of those are basically out the window because they were in the novels.
Yeah, I think there's only one. Her name's like Yaddle or something like that,
which is in the Phantom Menace in the or one of the prequels.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think she just gets mentioned in a prequel, though. Like she's
She's physically sitting in one of the spots.
Oh shit, I don't remember.
Yeah, Yaddle. She was.
Yeah,
in
no. Before we came
one.
In, I watched a whole like conspiracy plotting on like what may.
Was she on the council or something?
Yes.
I don't remember. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was fake Yoda. She was other Yoda.
Other Yoda.
So they at the very end, if you've seen the episode, they find this little baby that's apparently 50 years old, which is funny. And it's green. It looks like Yoda. So the first thing I saw was like, oh Yoda, they're bringing Yoda. Oh shit, no, they're not. Yoda's dead. And then the other thing was like, oh, Yoda could be the father. No, he's not.
No, because he's a Jedi.
That's part of the thing with Jedi is that they can't reproduce. Remember Anakin?
Uh-huh.
Remember why Anakin fell to the dark side? So,
well, I mean, they can reproduce. They're not supposed to.
Yeah, because it leads to bad things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Leads to, it's a form of greed, basically.
Well, because, yeah, they're not allowed to feel emotion in general. Or,
right.
Yeah, because.
Which, by the way, fuck. Have you ever actually thought about how hard it is to be a Jedi?
Yeah, they can't do love, hate, and because like the line between love and hate is
It's so close.
Yeah.
Why can't they just make robots Jedi, like programmable Jedi, like Grievous was?
Because then they're not part of the Force.
Actually, Grievous wasn't a robot either. I
apologize. He was like cyborg.
Yeah, he just had
a
shitload of cyber
parts. Yeah,
like I think his race is known. I just don't remember what it was, but he was a tournament fighter.
I thought like I could have sworn he was a Geonosian, but I don't think he was. I don't remember.
I don't think he's Geonosian.
But anyway, so they find the thing. The other thing, and there's all the conspiracy theories about it. My personal favorite part of it is that Werner Herzog is an former imperial officer. That was unexpected. I didn't know Werner Herzog was in it. He was the guy that sent him on the mission, and that
was figure out who Nick Nolte was.
Pretty sure he was
the bar,
the what?
The guy at the bar.
No, I'm pretty sure he was the guy that helped the Mandalorian get to that place, and he was like, he was the one that led him there and talking about Ryan and stuff.
I have spoken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure that was Nick Nolte, but yeah, fucking Nick Nolte was in it too. That was shocking.
So we were trying to figure out who he was in it.
Yeah, they had a pretty ridiculous cast for this.
For the first episode.
Star Wars.
Next episode drops tomorrow. It's fantastic. We highly recommend you watch it. If you're coming back from spoilers now or not, tell your friends. It's safe now. What did you think? We obviously can't buy it. So I guess what's the rating criteria for TV?
Is it worth getting the free trial to Disney Plus?
Well, I mean,
yes.
You're going to get two episodes.
That free trial's out the window for me. Lindsay started the free trial because she's impatient.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to redo the account because we already had a Hulu account. So now we're paying for it already because there's no trial for the account that I got. I got the Plus bundle.
Okay.
With ESPN and Hulu.
I thought about it, but I just still like, because I kind of want ESPN Plus. There's a few things I want to watch on there, like Peyton's Places.
Yeah.
Which sounds real fun. But let me pay $2 extra and get ad-free Hulu.
You can do ad-free Hulu. That's what I did. So here's what you have to do.
You have to go into your Hulu.
It's kind of complicated. You have to go in to Disney Plus, sign up for the bundle. Yeah, you can't do the trial. You have to sign up for the bundle, put in the same email address that you use for your Hulu account, and you already have to have an ad-free Hulu account to do this. You can't sign up for it here. You use that same email address. They will credit your account monthly because you're going to get two bills, and they'll credit you for the Disney Plus, and you have to like go in and link the accounts after the fact. So it's kind of stupid the way they do it, but you can do it. So
I will look into this.
That out there for you. Yeah. So anyway, it was good. Now it's Nostalgic November, so let's talk about some of the stuff that we are glad to be able to watch again thanks to Disney Plus. And personally, there is a deep cut that I thought I would never watch again so easily, and I'm very happy about it, and that is, of course, The Simpsons.
That's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut.
It's a real deep cut.
I've watched The Simpsons more than anything else.
What's The Simpsons about?
It's a nuclear family, literally, because they work at a nuclear plant. Anyway,
So they got like superpowers. Which one stretches?
Well, one's the fattest man alive at like 250 pounds.
I hear he's 180 pounds.
Yeah.
Because he becomes the fattest thing alive at 250 pounds.
Fuck you. Everyone there weighs 80 pounds. But on the legits, we said we would talk about some of the stuff that we're excited to watch in their older stuff. What have you been watching, Jesse? And what do you plan on watching? And while you say that, I'm going to grab my water.
Okay. Well, so far, all I've been watching is... Oh, so you did not have to go far. I might actually go steal a water bottle from over there.
I got you.
I appreciate that. All right, so I watched The Mandalorian. That was the thing I was the most excited about. And then the other thing I was excited about, I was a huge fan of the Star Wars Clone Wars series. So I was really excited. But I never got to see Rebels because I never had the ability to. Clone Wars was on Netflix. Rebels never was.
Right.
So I was really excited. Rebels was on there, and I could finally watch through that series. And so that's what I've been watching a lot lately. I'm almost done with the second season now already.
Wow, you've gone through that quickly.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to throw on in the background because there's not like a ton of stuff happening.
You can listen without having to watch.
Yeah, because the animation, I love the story of the Clone Wars and Rebels TV shows. The animation and everything is not much to write home about. The action sequences are usually pretty solid. The space battles are great.
I thought Rebels looked a lot better than Clone Wars.
It's newer. Yeah. So it definitely looks a little better, but it's still...
Like Zeb.
Zeb's awesome.
I like the Mandalorian.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sabine. Yeah. I like her a lot. Yeah. She is awesome. Kanan's whatever... that's the Freddie Prinze Jr. character. And then Ezra's, whatever. But yeah, Sabine and Zeb. And what's her name? The Twi'lek Pyat.
I don't remember her name either.
The Twi'lek Pyat.
Pilot. I don't know. I just left a letter out. That was weird. My tongue typoed. I don't remember her name. I like her a whole lot.
Because she's not the Mandalorian. So
she's not the Mandalorian. And I like The Mandalorian a whole lot. So yeah, no, that's pretty much all I've been watching. I also went back and watched. Okay, so my saga with getting this. Tuesday we had a snow day at work. We got called for weather. If you guys remember from Nerd Up, we were talking about it. Weather was getting kind of rough. We had to do an extra early show. So we got off work on Tuesday, and I wasn't gonna get Disney Plus. I've been talking about it forever. I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. It's gonna be bad on day one. I'm not going to. No. So I had the snow day, and I had a bunch of people on my Facebook and everything else were talking about how good The Mandalorian was and everything.
We got in the shrimp.
Oh, we did get in the shrimp.
And I'm pretty sure that's what made me sick.
That was on Monday, though.
Did you have Monday was Veterans Day. That's why you were off then. Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
I
ended up with a 4-day weekend.
Oh.
It was awesome. So, yeah, so I'm like, all right, to hell with it. So I signed up for it, found out that the Chromecast built into my TV doesn't support it.
So
that was a super bummer.
Should have got them Rokus.
Well, I mean, I've got my Xbox hooked up to it, so I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll throw it up on the Xbox. And it worked on my Xbox, and like everything, like it got in. I was really happy. I got in, and I was watching The Mandalorian. Halfway through, The Mandalorian just stopped. And then like...
Is this the end of the episode?
No, it just kicked it out. I was like, there was an error. So I backed out and went back in. Error. Restarted the application. Error. Restarted the system. Error.
Yeah, Steven was apparently having trouble too.
So I was so mad. And then I went into my bedroom. I tried casting into my Chromecast in there. It works. Mandalorian, no good. I went onto my computer, started trying to watch The Mandalorian air. So then I tried watching something else to see if something else would work. It did. It was just The Mandalorian that was giving me problems.
Maybe that's why I didn't have any trouble.
Too many people were watching it.
Yeah.
So I just went and watched like something on Hulu for about a half hour. I came back and I finished The Mandalorian.
So the first thing you watched on there was Mandalorian, technically.
That was the first thing I watched, definitely.
Lindsay, what was the first thing you watched on there?
Gargoyles, the first two episodes. And then Mom called me and distracted me for an hour, despite the fact that I told her I was watching Disney Plus before I had to go into work.
She called her a cunt and just hung up.
No.
Watching Disney, ho.
Cunt. Click. I watched X-Men. The first episode. That was the first thing I watched on there.
Still so good. Dalton the other day said, oh yeah, I watched X-Men Evolution on there, and I went, mm-hmm.
But why? Yeah, he said the same.
I like Evolution.
I mean, I like Evolution too, but...
Not compared to the original X-Men.
No, not even close.
So my watch list right now is basically just The Simpsons, The Mandalorian, and then like Darkwing Duck, Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Basically all the 90s Disney shows. That's what I was most excited to watch because we have a lot of them on DVD, but like... And Lonnie made that point. He's saying like, oh, you know, they got all this Disney stuff up or Star Wars, whatever, but I'll just pop it in and watch it. But I'm lazy.
Uh-huh.
Why the
I
fuck?
I have gotten so lazy.
Why would I want to get up and grab a disc and then press buttons when I could just...
So I got to turn the system on. I got to find the controller.
It's too much work. It's too much effort.
So much easier to just pop on that streaming service.
And it's just so convenient to have everything right there. And plus, some of that stuff... So correct me if I'm wrong. They have Star Wars on there, obviously, like the entire set. Episode 4, 5, and 6, they have up in Ultra HD, like 4K.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they don't even have that out on physical release.
They do.
The 4K edition?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I'm about to look it up. And I don't doubt you. It's just I'm mad at myself
that he doesn't
I never
have
bought it
yet.
Yeah. I'm like 98% certain that there does exist 4K copies
they
of it.
They might not
I
have
thought,
put it out in a bundle yet.
Because I thought about getting them. And I'm like, but I already have, like... I've bought
We've
the
got
original
so
trilogy.
Many versions. Yeah, I know.
I bought the original trilogy so many goddamn times.
That's how I feel with Sleeping Beauty because I saw they put out a steelbook case of the 4K version of it.
No, they are not available.
I could have sworn I saw a bundle with the 4K.
Actually, 1 through 7. 1 through 7?
Yeah, there's like 1 through 7 bundle, like as what I thought I saw.
Oh, no, what you mean? Wasn't 7? 7 is Force Awakens, right?
Yes.
Was that not released in 4K?
I assume it was.
Because, no, actually
it
wasn't.
It's in the 4K era.
I'm a little confused because I remember I have Solo, we have Solo, we have Last Jedi, we have Rogue One in 4K.
Yes.
But I don't know about
the Surely Force the 4K. Because I thought I remember, like the 4K version that I thought that I had seen, I was pretty confident that was like a bundle pack. Like it was the 1 through 7.
Yeah.
And they were all 4K releases.
I'm a little shook right now. I'm actually looking it up.
But you know, like while you're looking that up, that is one thing I really like about Disney Plus is that for the $6.99, you get the 4K version of whatever they've got, like 4K HDR is available. Yeah. So like watching it on my Xbox One on my 4K TV was pretty nice because I could actually get, you know, 4K quality stuff.
So look it up for me later because you're better at this than me. But for what I'm looking up, the 4K physically started with Last Jedi. Last Jedi, Rogue One, Force Awakens was never released in 4K. Weird. Which seems wrong.
Right?
And like I say, maybe I'm just an idiot. But yeah, it is really cool. We watched part of Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, in 4K. And it looks great. It's so clean. It's so pretty. I wish, as a deep cut, they could possibly put the original cuts in there.
Oh, I wish.
That would be really
nice. That would be super
I would
cool.
love to watch them, like non-special edition.
Right. Original
again,
prints.
Without, like... attempting to find the taped off USA Network VHS at my mom's house.
We have the VHSs here.
Oh yeah, yeah. But weren't those the special edition ones? Though?
One of them is, but one of them is.
I know the VHS pack that you had of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Is the edited version because I used to have that exact copy.
Edited, but it still has the Han shooting first scene. Apparently,
Han did not shoot first in those.
Are you sure?
Because
I have two editions of it here.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, like the silver covered one.
I have to look. So there was a silver covered and a gold covered, wasn't there?
The gold covered was the prequels in that bundle.
Was that what it was?
I'm pretty sure.
Because
like they released the VHS sets because they used to have both of them. The original trilogy was silver, and I think the prequels were gold. And the silver one was edited, and that was one of the edits they had in it. I think they also, I want to say that was the edit that had Hayden Christensen as Anakin
at the very
Return.
End of Jedi. Yeah. There's some Star Wars mega fan out there right now blowing his shit.
Yeah, right now he's just like,
because
no, that edition.
Wrong.
Yeah,
but he's on the floor sucking his lightsaber.
But
that sounded dirty.
I'm pretty sure that I know it's edited, but I don't. And
it's
I'm pretty,
for sure not the original print.
It's not
that
the original
sure.
print,
yeah.
And I'm pretty confident that Han did not shoot first in that version.
Well, the crazy part about it is that it's not Han shot first. It's just that
Han shot. Yeah, because in the original cut, Greedo never shot.
No, Greedo just got his shit blocked off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like they added in like Greedo shot after Han did.
No, at first it was Greedo shot first and then Hot Shot. Han shot. And then the newest version is they shoot at the same time.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a version where Greedo shot, or Han shot first and then Greedo shot.
Because the argument's always been Han shot first from the original cut. But again, it's not Han shot first. It's just Han shot. He shot Greedo in cold blood. Well, sort of. Greedo was about to shoot him.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Greedo was about to take him to Jabba.
That little Rodian bitch had it coming.
He did. He really did.
Rodians are just basically flies. With arms and legs.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why I thought you were about to go with something like weirdly racist with it. Which, well, honestly, calling them flies, that is super racist. Yeah, I mean, if they were a real race.
If the Rodians were real, I'd be super racist to them. I'd be like, what's up, sugar sucker?
Wow.
Shit sniffer? Yeah.
God, we're getting so racist on the Rodians right now. We would definitely have been in the Empire.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, no, I feel like I could be friends with some Bothans and some Twi'leks.
I could be friends with all of them that don't look like fucking insects. You know?
Yeah, the Rodians like that. Or probably even the Mon Calamari. I'd be like, I don't know.
They would just stink.
Exactly.
They would be that racist joke of like, oh, smells like fish in here.
Oh, yeah, you'd be in the Empire.
They would. Oh, I was going to use the term wet. And backs, but not in that way. And I'm like, so you basically call them pond hoppers.
Wow.
Goddamn pond hoppers in this bar. I ain't staying here.
That's still some kind of racist. But yeah, no, like that. There's a lot of them I would be friends with, I think. But yeah, there's something weird about Rodians.
Yeah, like I could hang out with everyone. Always talks about how Twi'leks are supposed to be like the sexiest race in Star Wars.
The males, apparently.
But yeah, because they're ugly as fuck, Big Fortuna. Right. But even the women, like from the neck down, sure. But
they got tentacles growing out of their heads.
I can do those tentacles in the head.
We've always talked about this before. Yeah, like I'm fine with it. Because I don't remember what there's a name for them. Like,
Leku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm fine with them.
Saddle up and ride.
I got no problems with it.
Oh, anyway. So Disney Plus, what are you excited to watch? Retro. What are you excited to watch? Anything from your youth you plan on revisiting? Because me personally, as I said, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Darkwing Duck, the original, no, not the original DuckTales, because it's not as good. I said it. The original
like
DuckTales isn't
original.
As good as the new DuckTales.
I will watch
I've
both.
Only watched the first episode of the new DuckTales.
It's good.
It's good.
It's real good.
They have that on there too.
The original X-Men cartoon, the original Spider-Man cartoon. Well, not the original Spider-Man cartoon.
The 90s Spider-Man cartoon. Well, they also have like the Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends. Or
which I think was like 70s or 80s or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because it's the one with
Firestar
and Bobby.
Yeah, Iceman.
Iceman.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Which I know Dalton's really excited about that.
Of course he is. Well, I mean, that's an insult. Of course he is.
Yeah. No, like for those that don't know, like his favorite X-Man of all time is Iceman.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I like
Jubilee. I can't make fun of him.
I mean, like, I don't really have anything that I could say about it. Like
Iceman to me, all right, I'll say it. Iceman is like one of the most just basic. He uses ice.
And then I could just hear Dalton screaming from somewhere right now. Screaming sparkler hands.
Right. He's making fun of Jubilee.
Yeah.
But Jubilee, if you remember, became a vampire and became one of the most powerful characters in the series before she got wished back to just being Sparkle Hands.
Oh, she didn't really become all that much more powerful, but she was a vampire
because
she lost her mutant abilities and became a vampire.
I'm pretty sure at one point she was the most powerful mutant in the world, probably.
I don't think any of that's true.
If Squirrel Girl can beat Thanos, then Jubilee can surely do incredible
things.
That's
because Squirrel Girl's always underestimated.
So is Jubilee. She can level entire galaxies when she's at full power.
I still like the when I told you about the big mutant concert in the last X-Men movie.
Oh, with Dazzler.
It's like, yeah, they're shooting off fireworks and everything. Guess who? It ain't Jubilee.
Anyway, what are you watching?
Also
fuck Iceman.
I like Iceman. He's cool.
He's fine.
That's a unique one to have as your favorite. I'll say that. I don't know very many people whose favorite is Iceman.
And to be fair, Jubilee's not my favorite X-Man. My favorite X-Man is Lindsay.
Cyclops.
Because I'm a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I don't like you with like Cyclops, Superman. Like there's that trend.
I feel like it's that part of me that wants to be like true good because I'm a good person, but I'm a very conflicted person. I have a lot of anger and rage. So I'm more like Wolverine, Raphael, people like that. But I strive to be Superman, Cyclops, Leonardo. I want to be the leader, and I want to be a level-headed person.
Yeah, you want to be that lawful, good leader.
I want to be the beacon.
Yeah.
But what do you got?
No, I mean, I'm really excited to go back to that 90s X-Men cartoon. I'm really excited to go back to that 90s Spider-Man cartoon. Because I've rewatched the 90s X-Men cartoon since I was a kid, and I still enjoyed it quite a bit. But that 90s Spider-Man cartoon, I haven't watched since the 90s.
It was real good, too.
Yeah, I didn't like it when I was a kid. Oh, but I also didn't appreciate comic book cartoons when I was little. So
I guess that's
fair. Might like it now.
What I loved about it was the guest stars. Because, you know, of course, they didn't do Maximum Carnage, but they had Carnage in it. Mm-hmm. Venom was in it, obviously. But there were some really off-the-wall characters that I didn't know much about at the time, and I actually liked because of it. The Punisher. He was on there, even though it was a really, really neutered version of the Punisher. Because how do you do the Punisher on a Saturday morning cartoon?
Because he was not allowed to shoot or kill anybody.
He had laser rifles.
Yep.
And he wore like a white bandana all the time. It was real weak. Morbius, the living vampire, was on there. And that's the first I had ever heard of Morbius. I thought
Morbius
he was cool.
Just got a new series. This last Wednesday released the number one.
And he's got a movie coming out.
Yeah, he
starring
does.
Jared Leto.
Has he been officially cast?
Yep.
Gross. Now, I was already not hyped for that movie. Now I'm even less hyped.
But he did such a good job as the Joker.
Did he?
He was a method actor.
Said who?
He sent used condoms.
He wasn't
to the
just
other
a meth actor.
He looked like a meth actor.
So anyway, no, that I the Spider-Man cartoon I'm really happy about. I tried to watch. I was just going to throw on Darkwing Duck in the background while I watched something else.
Yeah.
The Chromecast in my room when I was trying, like, so I casted it to my room TV. So I could do something on my computer. And it was just like, it was buffering, like constantly, like it was stopping like every 3 minutes to buffer. And that was driving me insane. So I finally had to switch. I just changed it to something on Hulu. But I did end up watching Goofy Movie and an Extremely Goofy Movie because
you're a fan.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan
of those movies.
Yeah.
Real big fan.
I'm surprised you haven't tried starting Goof Troop then.
I never actually got all that into Goof Troop.
Really?
Fair enough.
Yeah, like I didn't dislike Goof
Troop.
It's anything,
younger Max rather than teen Max.
Yeah, no, I was a huge fan of, Goofy Movie and Extremely Goofy Movie.
Oh, see, I guess that's how long it's been since I've seen it, because I always assumed that the movies were just a direct, like it was just a feature length episode.
No, they came first. The movies did.
I did not know that.
And then,
or at least the first movie came first, and then Goof Troop came out, if I'm remembering right.
Yeah, Goof Troop came out before Extremely Goofy Movie.
Oh, okay.
And then Extremely Goofy Movie is a direct sequel to a Goofy movie, but it is basically it's like his first year of high school in a Goofy movie, and it's, you know, he's going to, is his first year of college in an Extremely Goofy Movie.
Right. Okay, cool. I like it. Lindsay.
Hi. So.
I mean, answer the goddamn question. That's why I called on you.
I've already been watching Gargoyles, and I restarted Gummy Bears last night.
You know what always bothered me about that?
What?
I always thought that Gummy Bears was actually a cartoon about gummy bears.
They are gummy bears, just not the candy.
No, that's what I mean, though. They were gummy bears candy. And then when I saw the actual like cover for Gummy Bears, I was like, that's not what I remembered at all.
It's a very medieval cartoon, and they're magical.
And they kind of, they're rubbery.
Yes. But that's just because of their gummy berry juice.
That couldn't have been a weirder thing to say. That's just because of their gummy berry juice.
And then I've started watching my Disney Channel original movies. I watched Alley Cat Strike
yesterday. That movie.
I really like that one.
I don't know that one.
It's about bowling.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the very end, the girl, she knocks down a 7-10 split. I'm not going to tell you how.
Yeah.
With her vagina?
No.
What the fuck? It's a Disney Channel.
Well, the way you said it just sounded like it was going to be sexual.
No.
I just don't want to spoil a 30-year-old movie for someone.
God, is it magic?
No.
Is it like a midget comes out there and hits it? What is it?
It's math.
How do you bowl?
The way she did it's not actually possible, but it's fun to watch.
Fuck it.
Yeah. And then I went back to one of my old childhood favorites yesterday. I also want to watch Bed Knobs and Broomsticks again. I love that one. It was not the remastered version, though. It had the missing scenes weren't in it.
Oh, I do remember that. I think I only remember that one, though, because I remember seeing it in your collection.
I play it.
Yeah.
Every chance I get.
Well, not every chance. There are lots of nights where you come home and don't do anything.
I watched that one a lot. And I started my animated film replay through chronologically. I watched Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Fuck, you know what's not a Disney show and I wish it was? Bucky O'Hare.
Yes, I wish it was too.
What was that on, Fox?
I think I watched it on Fox.
You remember Bucky O'Hare?
I mean, yeah, I do, but I don't remember what it was. Like, in my head, I'm thinking a Warner Brothers cartoon, but...
I think I watched it on Fox on, like, Sundays. It had a really weird time slot.
Love that show. I know that's off topic.
I don't remember anything about it.
I have a VHS somewhere.
You remember the Righteous Indignation was the name of his ship? As a kid show, The Righteous Indignation is the name of the ship.
That's and fantastic.
There was Bucky O'Hare. He was the captain. Mm-hmm. There was Deadeye Duck. He was my favorite. And then there was a robot named Blinky, I think. Yep. And then I don't remember the rest.
Jenny was the cat girl.
Jenny.
And then Willie DeWitt was the human.
Okay, back up. You got Bucky O'Hare, Deadeye Duck, Blinky, and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds bad.
Jenny stands for generic female name.
I know my VHS has a Deadeye episode and it has a Jenny episode. Because you get to see more of the cat people on her planet.
Boy, I hated when VHS cartoons, like you could buy a VHS
and
of a cartoon.
And you get two episodes.
Two to three episodes.
And then they took that with anime where it was like six episodes, $70.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get my original heartache that you had the Burger King Ninja Turtle VHSs that had one episode on it. So when they took Turtles off the air, all I had was the episode of The Great Bunvoli, which was like the magic episode with Don Tortelli the Tickler and the Rat King.
I know one of those names. Or you have where they would put the old shows out in volumes and not by season.
Uh-huh. And so it was just random episodes.
So like this happened to us.
And then you gotta figure out what's going on.
This happened to us with both, I think, Real Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles. Where it was like volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it's season 5. And you're like, or season 6.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, but where does that relate into volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah.
Because it's not by season.
Like, I know the first one either had... wherever they split it up as, but I know the first one was all like first episodes of it, but I don't know where it cut off.
Right. It was baffling and I hated it. Anyway.
Yeah. No, like the way
by the time they released the Turtle Van with the whole complete series, it's like, well, what do I already have?
I've already got half the series, I think.
Maybe. Or you might only have a fourth of it, or you might have like
everything but one episode.
Because like the way they sold VHSs of TV shows back then was so dumb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard to actually own that content.
To be fair, back in the old days especially, not a lot of people were looking for like entire seasons, or at least it wasn't as big of a deal.
Yeah.
Those kids are now adults now and collectors. So, you know, I always look for...
Because we were tortured as children when it came to getting that stuff.
Because mom and dad would just buy me like, hey, I got you a turtle tape. And I'd be like, yeah.
Well, plus like...
Three episodes over and over again.
Yeah, no, I absolutely did that too. Like I did that. I had a Pokemon cartoon that I had three episodes on. Like... There was a Biker Mice from Mars VHS that I had. Because it was also like, I kind of am glad that it didn't have that many episodes on it. Because imagine, like, you can't do what you do now where you like.
Just rewind to, like, I want to watch episode 2 and you're on episode 60.
And you're just like.
Well, that would be the biggest VHS tape of all time.
Seriously.
Huge VHS. But no, yeah, like you're on episode 10 or whatever and you want to go back to episode 2 and just rewatch that episode. Like, that's annoying.
I don't understand anybody.
I had to do
that
with my Sailor Moon episodes when I taped them off the TV and used extended play.
Ugh.
So I
Oh, same. Yeah, because I had an entire collection of blank tapes that just had Sailor Moon on it. So every Christmas I would watch them, and they were on extended play. So it would be like the quality was terrible. It was just shitty, but it was the only way I could watch them. So And it's fun to go back and watch those sometimes because you get those old commercials.
Commercials, yes. I had an awesome cutoff where it was like a PlayStation commercial and I had like paused it to get most of the commercials out. And so you just have Sailor Mars starting to do her attack afterwards. So it just goes, PlayStation, ignite!
I think my favorite ones will always be the one, and we've talked about it on the show before, with old man Bruce from Batman Beyond and Pikachu starts dancing on his head.
Like, from the WB.
That was my favorite.
Oh, I had a good one with Wesley too, because he was in my room hanging out with me. I had stuff playing on the TV and was drawing, and I got really pissed when a Burger King commercial came on for Pokemon toys. Because it was supposed to be X-Men Evolution toys. And I'm like, that's not what's out there right now at the store. And my little brother just stopped and looked at me. He's like, Lindsay, we're watching a tape.
I did that to my uncle once. God rest his soul. Because he had been in a car accident and didn't have a good memory. So this is my fault for being a dick. But like, I played a tape for him from we had the Garfield Christmas special taped, and it was we taped it off TV when there was like this really bad snowstorm coming. So every year we would watch it, and play that. It would play the weather alerts, and my uncle would get super paranoid, and I would let him believe it. I'd be like, "Oh no, what are we gonna do? Like, how am I gonna get to school tomorrow?" Anyway, so the written assignment for tonight was the Toys That Made Us starts their new season tomorrow.
Now the hard question is which episode are we going to watch first?
The first one.
Okay, we're just gonna go in order.
Fuck. It's not that hard.
I mean, that's fine.
I mean, because literally all of them I'm interested in.
I know, same.
One less than others.
I know, you don't care about ponies.
I care about them, I just don't. It's not my cup of tea.
Because the other ones are the Power Rangers, wrestling, and
Ninja Turtles. Dun, dun,
dun. AKA three of the ones I would put on this fucking list.
They would also be three things on my list, yeah.
In fact, knowing all of the ones that the Toys Have Made Us have done so far makes it incredibly difficult to do this list. Because they've already talked about my favorite toys. Before we get to that, though, Lindsay had an update on the Toy Hall of Fame she wanted to tell
us. Yes. So this past Sunday, I forget which museum it is that has the actual Toy Hall of Fame. I feel bad that I don't remember what. I know it's in Rochester, New York.
Fuck them.
But they finally announced the new inductees from that list that we read off back in like September.
Jesse, you'll like this.
But the new toys that have been added in are Matchbox cars.
Yay.
Coloring books.
Right. Okay.
And Magic the Gathering.
Hey, all right.
MTG, good job.
Yeah. Still going. Yeah.
It is. Still well, so are Matchbox cars, to be fair.
And if you look up the toy museum, like the official one, I've already forgotten what it is. I apologize. Go back to our past episodes and find it.
Yeah. Do a little research. Goddamn, we don't have to do everything for you.
Year round, you can submit nominees for the next batch.
Right.
As far as that goes. So they've got a little like ballot thing you can submit who you'd like to see on the nominee list.
Very cool. Neat.
Yeah. All right. So if you're and back to the topic at hand, if you're unfamiliar with the Toys That Made Us, it is a docuseries on Netflix about retro toys, their history, stuff like that. It's very cool. They've already done, as we said, they've done Star Wars. They did Star Trek.
First season was Star Wars, He-Man, G.I. Joe, and Barbie. Season two was Star Trek, Transformers, Lego, and Hello Kitty.
Right.
And between the three seasons so far, that is the bulk of the toys that I had as a child.
And especially Ninja Turtles. And that is part of it. The first couple, they did more like revolutionary toys as far as that goes. And this bit, we're listening to fans and stuff that way. And they're just like hard-hitting toys in general.
Yeah, they got a good... I think this is their best list.
Yeah, no, I am so psyched about this season.
But I mean, to be fair, you know, in the grand scheme of things, some of the other seasons had the real hard hitters like Star Wars, Barbie, that kind of stuff, He-Man. But I think there's a lot of meat and potatoes in this one. But tonight's assignment was we were to get five toys that we want to see them
if they were to make more episodes, yeah.
This was Lindsay's idea. It's a good idea.
I like toys and I like this series and I'm so excited, but I'm going to have to sit through a stupid meeting tomorrow and I'm not going to get to watch it till later that night after Shannon's off work.
I mean, you can watch it without me. I'll watch it again.
I'm going to feel bad if I watch it early.
Plus, Pokemon's out tomorrow.
Yes.
And Star Wars, The Fallen Order. So it's a busy day tomorrow.
And the second episode of The Mandalorian.
Busy, busy day. All right. Since this was Lindsay's idea, let's start with Jesse.
All right.
I like this bit. He does this so often.
Right?
I'm a creature of habit.
So I don't know if this one actually counts or not, but probably the thing that I played with most as a child, my Game Boy Color.
I think that...
I mean, video game systems or Nintendo, that could count.
I wish I had thought of that.
Because like I will say, like, I put a lot of time into my Super Nintendo. Like, I had everything from the NES and newer. And I put a lot of time into the NES, a lot of time into the Sega, a lot of time into the Super Nintendo and the N64 and stuff. My Game Boy Color, though, followed by like my Game Boy Advance. So like Game Boy is probably
so
what I would say.
Handheld game systems.
I made, as a child, frequent trips from Colorado to Missouri. And they were always in car. And I mean, we would make road trips and stuff all the time. The Game Boy was indispensable to me as a child.
Right.
And boy, once we got those Game Boy Advance SPs that had the backlit screens and the rechargeable batteries, oh, game changer. So yeah, like Pokemon.
I love my SP.
Yeah, that's.
I still love my SP.
Yeah, like Pokemon especially, like me and my little brother, like constantly playing Pokemon as kids.
Yeah. You're Pokeholics.
Pokeholics.
Lindsay.
That being said, Pokemon.
Yeah, I wish I thought of that
just,
one too.
Just in general, I would love to see them cover.
Well, I wouldn't have got to it before she was.
So. Super Nintendo still open?
No. I'm going to let you. Well, okay. We'll get to mine. My first one's actually related. But
all right, go.
No. We're still talking about Pokemon.
Lindsay, go ahead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the whole flat out.
There's 150 Pokemon?
There's almost 1,000 now.
And they're all in the new Pokemon Sword and Shield?
Ooh. No, they're not. We're not opening that can of worms that all the crybabies out there are being little bitches about.
Damn!
400. Is all that's in this game.
That's fine. You need 400 for a team? No, you need 6.
Yeah, I would say that's 380 more than I would have ever caught. So
yeah, like it's just the number that they left out because I kept talking about it. Like there should have been a gray area. Like I understand, like you don't want to do the national decks.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, but like limiting it to just 400. Mm-hmm. Is a little unfortunate, mostly because there's no way like inside 400 that you can get everybody's favorite Pokemon.
Just 400.
Yeah.
Do you hear Pikachu Rockefeller over here? Like we started with 150 on Game Boy, sir.
Uh huh.
I was there too.
400 is a
and
gift,
motherfucker. There's 151.
Wait, what's the 151st one?
Mew.
That's legend. That's not a real Missingo. Pokemon. Pokemon was the first anime I ever got into big before Sailor Moon, before any of those. Actually, Pokemon was like my first, and I always wanted to collect toys for it, and I just never did because I didn't see them very often back then.
Well, that's part of the
take 2 steps now without running to Pokemon. Mm-hmm.
That's part of the story of it, though, that I kind of like because in Japan it started with the video game, but here we got the anime and the cards before we even got the video game,
right.
And so it's just kind of the pattern of
the shift.
Release and stuff that way. And then just the pure chaos and the giant mountain of stuffed animals that I still don't have and want.
As opposed to the giant one she does have.
Because I even got super into the trading card game and like the Pokemon leagues that they had here locally and all that other stuff. Like
and the Happy Meal toys. Like there's so much Pokemon and it's still going.
Mm-hmm.
My first pick actually kind of relates into what Jesse was talking about. I would love to see them do a story about Nintendo as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because the story of Nintendo is very fascinating to me. A lot of people think a lot of people think that it started with an NES in the 80s. No, mm-mm. Actually, Nintendo was founded in 1889.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
And it started with, as Jesse said, playing cards. But they also they were into cab services and love hotels early on. Which they will probably never talk about if they actually do a series of.
I don't know. The Toys It Made Us likes to dig deep on info. I mean, they brought up that Barbie was partly based on like a German sex doll.
Yeah, but that's if Nintendo would play ball and go, you could talk about that. Nintendo could crush them. Crush them like a bug. But yeah, the history of Nintendo,
like Nintendo's paying attention.
From playing cards to video games.
They're still not too up on this whole internet thing.
They just got dial-up in the Nintendo offices. But I think that would be super interesting, Nintendo. I would love to see that, just as a whole.
Yeah, just, I would too. Oh, is Nintendo yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said. What happened?
Because I said Game Boy, and you just
Nintendo. That's what I said. Nintendo as a company.
Okay.
Like, not just one specific product, but like just I would like to see about everything they've done. From their starts, the love hotels, to the video games, to the toys, to Mario being huge. You know, like just their history. They have the most interesting history of any video game company, for sure. Because what the fuck has Sony done? Movies? Cool. Microsoft had a computer or two, I guess.
Okay, you know, that's fair. All right, my next one. You know, a lot of people may not have ever heard of this. Pogs.
I know Alf.
I don't know if we could get a whole episode out of Pogs, but that would be interesting.
I think you could definitely get a full episode out of Pogs.
Because, like, it just the fascinating rise and fall of Pogs.
And
like,
the fact
I think
that it's coming back.
What the fuck now?
Have you not seen the Pog sets at Target?
No.
They do have Pog sets at Target,
What the fuck? Yeah, because Pogs were huge. Like,
yeah.
It was.
Oh, no.
So, everything in the 90s.
I haven't found where my box is, but I still have mine.
There's a huge, like, in the 90s in general, everybody thought every fucking thing was going to be super collectible and would be worth a super ton of money. Pogs is right there with it.
Which is why we're a generation of hoarders.
People were buying like Pogs all over the place, thinking that like special edition Pogs were going to be worth money someday.
Yeah.
And then like I remember.
Oh, I've got a whole collection of Disney ones.
Yeah. And like the Slammers and all that other stuff.
The cool metal holographic ones that could like break your knuckle open.
Yeah. So I never got into Pog
at all. I did. I loved playing with them. Like we had a whole group of people that would play. My dad made me a PVC pipe where I could carry all my favorites around to my friend's house.
That's neat.
Yeah, he like spray painted it green and everything. And like, yeah, I could put the Pogs in there with the Slammers up top. It was super fun. And like, you would basically, you'd play the game and like, you'd bet your favorite Pogs, like they'd bet theirs, that kind of deal. And you'd play.
Gambling.
It was pretty much like how
Pokemon you would win for keeps. And that's what got it kicked out of school.
It was kind of like marbles, but way more complicated.
Cardboard discs and
way more interesting for sure.
Yeah, no, like Pogs, I think would be a fascinating thing to talk about.
Pogs. Lindsay.
I am going to go with my Rainbow Bright next because I loved Rainbow Bright. That was my thing as a kid. Other than My Little Ponies, that was my...
If I
was good, we went to the toy store and I came home with a new doll.
This subject just seems tailor-made for this girl.
I like toys.
You do have a lot of Rainbow Bright.
I do. I from the original doll set, I am missing one version of Rainbow Bright and the villain Murky Dismal, and that is it. Unfortunately, as a small child, I apparently, when I got angry, would draw on my toys with ink pens, so all but three of my dolls look like abuse victims.
I did that too.
So,
but because I was trying to make them look cooler.
What the fuck was that bear? Like doodle bear?
You draw on, you wash it, and it came off. Yeah, the doodle bear.
The doodle bear. He's Petal Bear's friend.
No, he's not.
Hey, I got one for you. R-rated movies.
That's not a toy.
But it is.
Is it?
Because one of the things I was most fascinated with as a kid was when they would take R-rated movies and turn them into toys for kids.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Police Academy. There were all these
video games.
It was.
Really?
Yeah. So the first Police Academy was R-rated. And maybe part two, but one definitely.
Because the cartoon spinoffs and then the toys that went with. Okay, I'll give it to you.
In the 90s, there was nothing bigger than taking an R-rated franchise and turning it into kids' toys and cartoons and games, like Jesse said.
And I absolutely remember it. Because, I mean, like, there was a fucking Terminator cartoon. Because I remember there was a Terminator cartoon.
Rambo.
I remember the Rambo cartoon.
And then there were Terminator toys all over the place.
I had a ton of Terminator toys.
And, like, the alien claw toys?
Like, everybody had fucking claw.
Oh, the Terminator,
claw?
Yeah, like, I actually saw the Terminator. I had Terminator toys before I ever saw the movies. I just remember thinking, like, holy shit, those look awesome.
Oh,
they're
wow.
just, like robot guys. That's really cool. So, yeah, and I had RoboCop toys before I ever saw RoboCop because I saw, you know, the commercials and they look cool. I didn't even know they had movies based on them. Years later when I was, you know, like a teenager and I got to see the R-rated films that these kids' toys were based on, I was like, holy shit.
Right?
Go watch RoboCop and tell me how that's for a child.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair. That's absolutely something that happened in the 90s and the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, we make toys out of it.
So look at me. Got a good one. Jesse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you got a real good one. All right, my next one is going to be Kinex.
Ooh.
The Xbox?
Yes. No.
All right,
no.
So
no.
I had Lego as a little kid. And I loved Legos.
Kinex were kind of like the predecessor to Bionicles.
A little bit. Kinex was it was another company. And they were a bunch more, like they were different pieces that you connected with rods and joints. And you could make like mobile stuff. Like it was basically your next step up from Lego.
Right.
Or I guess a non-metal erector set.
Yeah, you could look at it that way too.
Which I was bad with Lego, so I didn't even try for Kinex. I do remember them, but
you could make the big brick.
Me and my little brother absolutely loved Lego, and then my mom saw Kinex and bought us like a big ass Kinex set, and it was awesome. Like we'd made like Ferris wheels, like spinning Ferris wheels and stuff
like that. In the commercials.
Functioning.
Yeah, like we had just made like a bunch of like cool functioning stuff that was just really neat. Like it was super fun to play with. I liked Kinex a lot.
Cool. Lindsay?
Happy Meal toys.
Just a little bit because of battery and time constraints.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Happy Meal toys.
That's a good one because I had the shit out of some battery. Had the shit out of, out of the battery toys.
Some awesome, like, Transformer.
I wish I would have jumped on the McDonald's bit these last couple weeks to go get the classic toys that they handed out.
Yeah, see, my favorite toys from them, and you actually had one of my favorites, was like the Mario toys.
Yeah.
And you had the Mario 3 with
the raccoon popper.
The raccoon tail, yeah.
Yep. I still have it somewhere.
Fat fucking Mario in that toy,
Is it
too.
In your
Is it in the game room? Yeah. Okay. Oh, what a fat Mario that is.
You also have my Burger King Leonardo window clingy.
Yes. And I think it was somebody, maybe Aaron Picard or someone I know, and I'm sorry if I got that wrong, gave me like a bag of retro McDonald's toys for Nintendo. So like the stuff like that. So yeah, that's very cool. I got one for you. Do you remember this one? Dino Riders.
Yes.
You remember Dino Riders?
I don't.
Oh, they were like from space, and they like recrashed onto Earth when the dinosaurs were there, and they basically like super fitted the dinosaurs with like weapons and tech, and used the dinosaurs as their transportation.
So you'd have a T-Rex with armor and like lasers and stuff on him. Oh my God! As a kid, Dino Riders was the pinnacle of cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Dino Riders were awesome,
and I only had like two. We could never find them.
The neighbor boy had Dino Riders and He-Man, and we just mix those together.
Because they work very well together. Yes. But if you get a chance, look up Dino Riders. You will go, holy shit, I miss being a kid. Because that was awesome. Jesse.
Right up. All right. Because this is the last one, right?
Two more.
Okay.
But we can make it the last one.
That's fine. We'll make it because we were actually running out of time anyway. You got plenty.
I had some stuff from the creator that was in an interview literally yesterday.
All right. Last one.
Okay. So
we'll get out of here.
The best Batman media to ever exist ever in anything is Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the correct answer. If you think it's anything else, I'm sorry you never watched Batman the Animated Series. Go fix that problem. They had the toy line that came out of Batman the Animated Series. So many Batman
that you never even saw in the TV show.
Uh-huh. They never like, showed up in the TV show.
We're gonna paint him another color and give him a vehicle.
And it wasn't just Batman the Animated Series. You could even put Batman as a whole because there were a ton of just like I had Batman toys from the Keaton films.
Yeah,
that was like camo Batman and stuff like that. Like where the fuck is Batman going that he needs camo?
I remember like weirdly my favorite one was this paratrooper Batman I had. He was in bright ass neon orange. And he came with a parachute attached to him. And you could throw him up in the air. And it was like the cheap paper parachutes that you'd get out of like the fireworks. You'd chuck him up in the air. And then he'd just float down. Hilariously, every 4th of July, we saved several of those parachutes so we could tape them to Batman. And he could fly once again.
My favorite Batman toy growing up was a Batman Returns Michael Keaton figure that he was Michael Keaton. He was Bruce Wayne in a turtleneck, and then you would put the armor on him.
I do remember. I had that toy, too.
That was my favorite one.
He looked weirdly bulky once you got all the armor on.
He was so weird in general. But I loved it because it was like, it's Bruce and Batman. That was very cool. Lindsay.
Now, granted, I didn't discover it till high school, but I want Sailor Moon to have an episode because there's so many Sailor Moon toys.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just did anime as a whole.
Yeah, Sailor Moon, just grouped together, Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, et cetera.
Sex toys. Sex toys.
Not going there.
I'm just saying, like, anime, a natural evolution from anime is sex toys, because everyone that, like, worked on anime and that watches anime are kind of perverts, so.
That's not entirely true.
What's your last one, Shannon?
So I had two. And I thought we were doing two more, so I'm just going to say both of them.
Okay.
The first one you can lump in with the R-rated films because it was Aliens. Mm-hmm. Because there was a shit ton of Aliens toys, and I loved, because they had all the different variations of like, and Bob collects a bunch of them.
Yeah.
The red ones and the soldier ones. Like, there was just so much Alien. The snake ones, they were cool. But my other one was X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I get that that's maybe like a niche one just to do X-Men, but I had a ton of X-Men toys when I was a kid, and they keep doing more and more of them. And I'm talking about the really cool ones, like, you know, Omega Red, Mojo, like the ones that you didn't really see that often. I would just love to see
the ones that all wind up being Build-A-Characters now.
Yeah, pretty much. I always wanted a Sentinel so bad. The Sentinel was always super expensive because they were gigantic.
Still is.
Yes, it is.
Because my last one was Spider-Man. Because there were...
What? I thought you said the last one was the last one, but you had another one?
I just said the last one to speed it along. I was just stopping it at four. I've got a fifth one also. Well,
what's your fifth one?
Gem.
Because Spider-Man could also be lumped in with Batman.
With the superheroes.
Where they just said like superheroes with like, I remember seeing Spider-Man Fisherman.
Yeah. There are so many Spider-Men.
Spider-Man down on the farm. What the fuck is Spider-Man doing on the farm?
Well, I mean, didn't you guys also used to joke even with Toys R Us, we'd go look for superheroes and it was just the Spider-Man aisle?
It was. It was
there
Spider-Man.
Was a legitimate Spider-Man aisle in Toys R Us.
There was a Spider-Man for every occasion. And then your last one was Jim?
Yes.
That's truly outrageous.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to get out of here. But Lindsay, you got something.
So the other day I was reading an article of an interview with the creator of the Toys That Made Us. And he kind of gave a little mini list of if he got greenlit for like 8 more episodes, some of the things that he would like to still touch on. And he had Hot Wheels, which would also include Micro Machines, since they're the same company.
Yeah.
He said superheroes, which he specifically put like Batman and Super Friends, but just kind of superheroes in general. Dungeons and Dragons, Nerf.
Nerf was another one.
Happy Meals. The two that made me super happy to see on his list, he said Robotech and Voltron.
That's good.
Which that right there just made me happy. He said they could do Cabbage Patch Kids, but it would be a 2-hour episode on its own because just the chaos behind those. And he said Nintendo would be fun, but it would have to be a series of its own. Just because there's so much. And then if they ever knew for a fact that the series was completely done, he would want to do the toys that should have never been made.
Oh, GoBots.
Well, he specifically cited the Dune toy series,
aww,
I guess, because apparently there's some nasty backlash on those. But
and GoBots. It was just a fake-ass Transformers.
It was a fake-ass Transformers.
All right. That's going to do it for us. We would love cheap to stay and talk to you more, but the batteries are running low, and Shannon forgot to pack the charger because Shannon is very ill. If you would like to send donations in lieu of flowers to us, it's 709 Broadway here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 63701. I will miss you guys. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of my life for so long. I'm sad my life's now over. All right. So... for the living, Jesse Kimball will see you back here on Monday for Nerd Up.
That's true.
And then somebody will be back on Tuesday. We don't know who it is yet. If it's me or some sort of variation of me, corpse, ghost, whatever. We're actually going to do I Want to Believe on Tuesday because we didn't get to do it this Tuesday because I was sick. So.
Right.
Well, you guys have fun.
I mean, you weren't here available on Tuesday either. So
I know.
So it doesn't matter. Fuck it. Finger guns. Bang, bang. Huh?
Said either way.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. See you next week. And yeah. Later.
Hey, Jim.